From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. Up next, Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com joins us. I'll give you that toll-free number in just a second to call for assistance, but slam the website and let's take another record at criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Every 3 weeks, Doc Wallach, or pharmacist Ben Fuchs, joins us from criticalhealthnews.com. And Doc Wallach is with us right now. Hey, Doc, how have you been?
Well, I've been missing you guys. Thank you so much, George, for having me on.
Good to have you.
Well, hey, we're family.
There was a report that came out a couple days ago that Alzheimer's disease might be caused from genetics. And then there was another report about olive oil and dementia. What the heck's going on here?
Well, when the doctors don't know what's going on, they blame it on the patient. Okay? And so you're looking at things like Alzheimer's disease. You're looking at all kinds of stuff like that. They say, oh, it's genetic. Nope. The same thing they said with the metabolic syndrome, 1945. They said it was genetic. I've been able to prove that it wasn't. We're finishing up a new book that deals with it. We're scheduled for the end of this month to have this book out, and we'll send you a case of them, George.
Oh, Dad, we'll give some out for free.
Yeah, well, yeah. And so basically, the metabolic syndrome is really three major factors and a bunch of surrounding secondary factors. The main factors are central obesity, where you have a big belly. Second piece is diabetes. Third piece is high blood pressure. And then there's heart disease and liver disease and lung disease and all this kind of stuff. But it's the central obesity, belly obesity, the diabetes, and high blood pressure. Now, this goes back to 1945 when they first put this together. Now, right now in America, 34% of adult Americans have the metabolic syndrome. In China, it's 43% have the metabolic syndrome in adults. And so this is very easily dealt with. It's a very simple nutritional deficiency. I've been treating literally hundreds of patients a week now with this, very easy to get rid of and very easy to prevent. And it all comes down to avoid the bad stuff, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no barley, rye, and oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go because the carbonation neutralizes stomach acids so you cannot absorb minerals or digest food. And then you take the nutrients that are necessary to prevent and reverse obesity, diabetes, and high blood pressure, which is the healthy brain and heart pack. We throw in the Sweeties. Ultimate Daily Classic tablets to get the blood pressure under control and get blood flowing through blocked arteries and the kidneys and the heart and the brain, make everybody happy. And our I-26 to rebuild the white matter of the brain and spinal cord, get everything on the rails. And it goes away. Just goes away. So we're so very proud of that. We have proven that it's not a genetic thing. And we can clean up America and the rest of the world from this metabolic syndrome in less than 90 days.
Yet most doctors, Doc, are in shock when it goes away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course, because they've been taught that it's genetic. And so, you know, just genetic, all we can do is treat the symptoms with drugs. No.
We're going to take calls at the half with Doc Wallach and all of next hour here on Coast to Coast. And I understand from Tom that pharmacist Ben is unavailable in the next 3 weeks, and you're going to fill in for him. So we've got
you. Yeah, I'm going to fill in. I think it's the 23rd of this month.
We've got you back to back, my friend. And you're going to be a contact in the desert?
Oh yeah. We're going to have a booth, and I know I'm not lecturing, so we're going to kind of give lectures and have a little bookstore right there at the booth and so forth. We're going to be there. We're going to have a whole team supporting you and everything.
We got a little birthday celebration coming up here, don't we?
Well, there we go.
How old are you now, 32?
when I hit June, I'll be 85.
How old do you feel?
Well, I feel like I'm 25.
You really do. You act young.
Yeah, well, that's because I've been taking the 90 essential nutrients for 75 years, George. taking the 90 essential nutrients for 75 years. I've been avoiding the bad foods for 75 years. And when people look at me, they say, how old are you, Wallach? How do you do this? Okay, you got a degree in agriculture, you got a degree in veterinary medicine, you have three postdoctoral fellowships doing over 60,000 autopsies in humans and 30,000 autopsies in 460 species of animals. My thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of National Treasure, been awarded stuff by NIH and so forth, okay, and that kind of stuff. And I feel like I'm just beginning. I think, you know, the potential for human life, if everybody does everything right, George, we can live to be 140.
I believe that's possible. I just came back from St. Louis, Doc, and you were in Missouri doing your vet work.
Yeah, well, that's where I grew up. I did my vet work there, worked at the St. Louis Zoo, worked at Washington University. That's where we did our 10-year thing with 20,000 autopsies in animals and 30,000 autopsies in humans. And my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. Very proud of that.
My buddy was there, and I hadn't seen him in a few months, and he's whiter. His hair's whiter than it used to be. And I said, you've got a copper deficiency.
And what did he say?
He looked at me and said, you're nuts. What's wrong with you? And I said, you got to listen more to Doc Wallach. You have a copper deficiency. Am I right?
You get a AAA plus.
What does copper do to the hair?
Well, the system, the biochemical system that manufactures the hair color, whether it's blonde or red or brown or black, requires copper to finish all this biochemical stuff. So copper is a cofactor in that process.
Doc Wallach's with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Here's that toll-free number to call where he's got a staff of workers listening to the show, taking notes with what he says. So if you're in bed or you're not by a pen and or pencil or you're driving and can't write, you call this number and say, hey, you know, Doc was on at such and such a time and was talking about this. They've got the answers for you. Here's the number, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And the website to go to, hit it. Let's set another. You set a record last time you were on with us, Doc, by the way. Website hits. Do they share that with you?
No. So if you got it, throw it out there.
You did. You set a record. CriticalHealthNews.com. We're going to take calls when we come back in a moment.
Thank you, sir. You've been doing
this how many years now?
Oh.
Not the show, but the involvement in supplementation.
75 years.
My God.
Yeah, when I was 9 years old, I was helping people in churches who were having all kinds of problems. And they've been going to doctors for 25 years, and in 2 weeks' time, I had them cured. And I'm only 9 years old at the time.
Would you put them on rabbit food?
Well, you're close. I put them on, for instance, you know, I got rid of muscular dystrophy because we had white muscle disease in calves, and we could cure it in a week. So I started giving all these kids who were working with Jerry Lewis and Jerry's kids the same stuff we were giving the calves to get rid of white muscle disease, and we're curing them. And so that's why you don't hear about muscular dystrophy anymore, because we cured it. The Muscular Dystrophy Association fired Jerry Lewis. Okay, they fired Jerry Lewis.
And
they cut off his telethon and cut off his organization that actually raised the money. They shut all that off. He raised him $2.3 billion over 46 years, and they shut everything down.
I remember his Labor Day telethons.
Yeah, exactly. But they couldn't believe it, that we had found all that, so they just shut Jerry down. And we found the cause prevention of sudden death syndrome, SIDS. The doctors thought that the mothers were laying on the babies and suffocating them. They were just deficient in certain nutrients, and the heart just stopped. We gave them the nutrients, and we never had any more SIDS.
I remember when Frank Sinatra was guesting on the telethon, and as a surprise to Jerry Lewis, he brought a guest on the stage, and it was Dean Martin.
Wow.
And the two had not been together since they had broken up. And it was just emotional as all get up, Doc. But it was just a wonderful bit of television.
Yeah. Well, Jerry was a wonderful guy. I just was so happy that I had to, 2 years to work with him after he was terminated from the Muscular Dystrophy Association. He and I did many, many things with dozens of families that had muscular dystrophy. We would get, you know, the kids were 10, 12 years old. They had muscular dystrophy since they were 3 or 4. And we cured them in weeks. And the doctors were going crazy.
Got an email in from someone who said, Doc, I heard you talk with George on the program several months ago about it. It's something called I-26.
Yes.
What is that and what does it do?
Okay, George, I-26 gets rid of things going on with the brain like Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's is about the second or third largest thing going on for demyelinization. White matter goes away in the brain and spinal cord, and there's like 35 different diseases you can get. The Parkinson's disease is one of the big ones. And we're starting to get rid of it by giving the I-26 to rebuild the myelin in the brain, the white matter of the brain. And in our flip chart on page 26, we have a wonderful lady, okay, Madeline, hers her first name. Her last name begins with an O. We're not going to give her whole name out because her, the next hour of her house would be filled up with thousands of people.
Absolutely.
But she was seeing her doctor, very professional doctors from universities, who were treating her for Parkinson's disease for 11 years. And 2.5 months on our program, she was cured. And so on the right-hand side of the page she's on in the flip chart, she tells her story. The left-hand side of that page are letters from doctors saying, well, we don't believe this, but we've tested her in every way. So whatever this is going on is working.
Does Parkinson affect primarily older people?
No. Parkinson's disease also cures kids. But they, you know, give it different names because in kids it really is really really works on their memories and their ability to learn things in school and develop things that require functional brain input.
Now Bruce Willis has an issue too. What is something called frontal lobe dementia?
Yeah. And so instead of your whole brain being demyelinization, it's the front part. So we see lots of those patients, and we see ALS, you know, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. It all goes away, George, with our I-26 and the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, and because you need the basic nutrients, and then you throw in the I-26. It is designed to rebuild the myelin in the brain and spinal cord, and it works every time.
Doc, we'll take a short break and come back and take calls with you on Coast to Coast AM. Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. If you don't get on this half hour, we've got an hour of calls with Doc Wallach next hour as well. And here's that number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. You can call them tonight, tomorrow, next week. Keep that number, 1-855-949-7234, which is the same as 1-855-949-RADIO. Doc, you ready for some calls?
Yes, sir.
You give great advice, my friend.
Well, thank you.
What was it that you saw? I mean, you went to veterinary school. What was it that made you decide, I'm going to start helping animals and humans?
Well, it came to me when I saw all these diseases in humans that were the same as in animals. And so I just started, you know, in church, taking some of the stuff we were giving animals and started giving it to people, and it was working. And I'm only 9 years old at the time. And so that said, uh-oh, okay, I need to do something here. And so I started, I went, you know, to college. I'd lettered in football and wrestling in junior high and high school and University of Missouri. But when I went to college, I took courses and got my degree in agriculture, soils and plants, then I got in animal health. And then I got my degree as a veterinarian in DVM. Then I got my next degree. I have actually 3 postdoctoral fellowships, you know, doing autopsies in people and animals all over the world, including China, big projects in China. And then it was very obvious I had to keep going here. So in the United States, I went back to school and became a physician. And so I've been officially working as a physician, but I've been doing it informally since I was 9 years old.
That's truly remarkable. You were a boy wonder.
Well, I don't know about that, but I was excited because I'm seeing things in the animals. I'm saying, well, why are we able to cure this stuff in animals and they're just giving pain relief in humans? So I started treating the humans with our animal foods, and I'm curing them. I know you're not supposed to use a cure word, but they were getting rid of the disease. And so said to me, okay, I believe that we can do great things for humanity. And so that's why I went back to school and became a physician.
That's fantastic. Let's go to John in Wisconsin to get us started. Hey, John, go ahead, sir.
Hello, George. Hello, Doc.
Hey, Johnny.
Per usual, I am very thankful for Doc, for pharmacist Ben, for Critical Health News and the products of longevity. You're wonderful people with helping hearts, and your staff, Doc, is very well-trained and professional. Thank you. I have a quick comment.
I'm very proud of them.
You do a great job. I have a quick comment that leads to a question, please. I have three nephews that are medical doctors. All three of them are less than 5 years out of their residency or out of their medical school. And as you have eloquently stated in the past, these young doctors are trained to treat the symptom, not the problem. And that is spot on correct. Myself, I have been on longevity products for over 3 years now, but I'm an easy sell, Doc. I'm 67 years old. I've got a lot less time ahead of me than I have behind me. And I want my final years to be as pleasant as possible. The irony is, had I got on supplements decades ago, like you did, I probably wouldn't have the problems I have now. So my question is, how do we reach out to these younger people who generally rebel against any wisdom from people my age and let them know that if they would just follow a supplement program rather than get a pill to treat the symptom, they wouldn't have to treat the symptom because they wouldn't have the problem if they took supplements. Doc, thanks again for all you do, and George, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, John.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, I have 34 best-selling books. I'm working on the 24 best-selling books. I'm working on the 25th one right now, okay, which is the metabolic syndrome. It's coming out here pretty quick. But the reason why the doctors don't do this like we do, which, you know, give nutrition to replace the bad cells and get the new cells being good cells. In arthritis, just in the United States each year, we spend $626.8 billion just to treat arthritis, but not to prevent it or cure it. We spend $626.8 billion. This is from the United Nations, okay? And then when it comes to, this is a scary one, is osteoporosis. When you put us with the Canadians and the UK, the three of us together, U.S., Canadians, and UK, each year we spend $6.7 trillion with a T, $6.7 trillion just to treat the symptoms of osteoporosis, not to prevent it or cure it. Okay? Same thing is true with heart disease, $316.8 billion. Again, heart disease is easily prevented and easily cured. It's just like I got rid of sentinel death syndrome, which was a sudden heart death in month-old babies, two-month-old babies, six-month-old babies. But they're missing one nutrient. I had to sue the FDA. George, I sued the FDA in federal court 12 times. George.
Jonathan E. Mort.
He's running for Senate now. He was my attorney at that time.
Has he got a good chance?
Oh, yeah, I believe, because we're helping him a lot. And, of course, he helped us. Those eight lawsuits in the FDA, and so we were able to force the makers of baby formulas to put these mineral nutrients in the baby formulas for humans that we were putting in for animals, and so suddenly cystic fibrosis was supposed to be one of the most terrible, awful birth defects in humans. And I found the first non-human ones at the Yerkes Primate Center, and they fired me for that. I said, "Well, you got to be crazy. That's a human genetic disease." Okay. And so we got this into the baby formulas. We ended cystic fibrosis. We ended muscular dystrophy. Got awards from the United Nations for that one. And then ended the stuff going on with the baby's sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS. You heard of SIDS. You don't hear about it anymore because I got rid of it by putting these nutrients in the baby formula. Jonathan E. Mord, our attorney, 8 times we sued the FDA and federal court and won each time.
And I know the big supplement, selenium.
Yep, exactly. Of course, doctors says poison. You can't put that in baby formulas. I said, well, how come we're giving it to calves?
And people.
And adults. We should be able to give it in, you know, the proper doses for babies. And so we had enough information from laboratory animals, you know, the size of a human baby, and monkeys and chimpanzees and stuff like that, that the FDA couldn't resist. You know, we had so much proof, they just went along with us. Again, we're going to have a booth here coming up at the this big event coming up.
Contact.
Contact in the desert, yep. And so I'll be handing out these charts, okay, educational books and CDs and DVDs, and, you know, you get a nice discount and so forth, you know, when you buy them there.
Let's go to Wayne at Tacoma, Washington, on the wild card line. Hey, Wayno, go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. That's yes, Wayne sir. From Tacoma calling. Say, Doc, I have a girlfriend whose sister is graduating with real high marks from high school in Pakistan. She's one of the 2% in Pakistan that are Christians. And she wants to go to veterinary school. And I'm trying to find out if there are good veterinary schools that you know of that perhaps maybe give scholarships so she could come over here and do it.
University of Missouri, right, Doc?
Yeah, well, that's where I got my degree. And, of course, I didn't have any money because, you know, I'm a farm kid. We didn't have any money. So I was working in the pathology lab. And so I'm working on human autopsies while I'm in veterinary school. And this is how I realized that there's so much the same in animals and humans. And I'm treating kids at church. I'm treating kids in the neighborhood. I'm treating kids in classes. You know, they have a disease. I'd give them something that I knew would do great things with animals, and I'm getting rid of the disease in these kids. And so suddenly now, after a couple of years of doing that, in junior high school, people started calling my parents saying, I need to talk to your son, Joel, because our kids have this problem, this problem, this problem. We've heard he's been able to get rid of it. And so, yeah, and so, you know, I'll give the good Lord all the credit, but it's one of those things where I had the benefit of seeing. We don't have health insurance for animals, but we do have nutrition. That made more sense to me.
Doc, do you know if the University of Michigan has a veterinary school?
I believe they do. Yeah, most schools where they have departments of agriculture will have veterinary schools.
Yeah, a lot of the big Midwestern schools.
Yes. Yeah, and, you know, universities up in New York and L.A. and places like that, they have veterinary schools also.
All right, good luck, Wayne. Next up, let's go to Robert in New York. Welcome to the program. Hey, Robert.
Thank you, George, and hello, Doc Womack. It's great to talk to you again, and I certainly enjoyed having dinner with you in Syracuse, New York, with Dr. Daniels years ago, and I'm glad to see that you're still vibrant and healthy and
he's still kicking, Robert. He's still kicking.
Yes, it's fantastic. So that's part of what my question is. And of course, being also a farm boy as well, many questions we could talk for hours, but one is on the chemistry of milk and the different A1 and A2 cows. And you know, the A2 cow being the Golden Guernsey, which is my most favorite, with the extra lutein factor in the milk, makes it like golden color, and how that affects, the lutein affecting, you know, cataracts and so forth, and eye health, and also what would your suggestions be on how to reverse the mitochondria in the entire aging process? So I really appreciate some comments on it. And how would I remember taking alfalfa tablets, or eating alfalfa and alfalfa tablets and alfalfa sprouts. Of course, we know how alfalfa is used with the animals, but I think it also helped when I was taking some alfalfa regarding some arthritis.
Well, you have to appreciate it that the alfalfa pellets that were given the animal weren't just alfalfa pellets. They were alfalfa pellets that were supplemented with vitamins and minerals. So it wasn't just alfalfa were given the animals. It was alfalfa pellets, all right, but they had high supplementation of vitamins and minerals in there. And that's why we were able to get rid of arthritis, osteoporosis, high blood pressure, heart disease, those kinds of things, muscular dystrophy. It's amazing, the stuff. we could prevent arthritis, osteoporosis in animals. We didn't have health insurance for them, but we learned trace mineral salt blocks. We didn't just give sodium chloride. We'd give them big red salt blocks that had 25 minerals in it added to the, so they lick the salt, and they're getting all these minerals by licking the salt. And so this is why we came up with the things that we did. And we have 2,000 products in our longevity program. We deal with over 600 different diseases. And it's one of those things where the metabolic syndrome, when this book comes out by the end of this month, it's going to be magic, just like us getting rid of cystic fibrosis, getting rid of muscular dystrophy, and getting rid of sudden death syndrome. And we're going to get rid of the whole deal with the mentality, heart, obesity, diabetes, and we're talking about the metabolic syndrome. It's going to be ended. We're going to end it here pretty quick. Give me 3 to 6 months. I would say give me 90 days, and we're going to eliminate the metabolic syndrome.
Tom's got a quick text and tweet before the break. What do you got, Tommy?
Hey, Doc. Bradley from Kentucky wants to know if it's true that lemon and cucumber will make you pee out blood sugar.
Lemon and what?
Cucumbers.
Cucumber.
Oh, cucumbers. Well, when you have high blood sugar, your kidneys will help you get rid of the extra blood sugar. Okay?
They're supposed to.
Yeah. And so if you're taking the 90 essential nutrients, and that's where we have the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one set for 100 pounds of body weight, take a half a dose of breakfast, half a dose of dinner. If you weigh 150 pounds or more, you want to take two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs. And then we have what we call the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. It'll help the kidney lower the blood pressure, urinate out all the bad stuff. And it's one of those miracles that once you understand how all this chemistry works in the mammalian body, including the humans, we've been given all the equipment. It's just like your car. If you wash your car every day, it's going to be beautiful. But if you don't put gasoline in it and oil in it and antifreeze and stuff like that and all the stuff for your transmission and brake fluid, it's not going to run properly, even though you're washing the car every day.
What would you say is the oil to a human?
Okay. I'd say that what we call glucogel, which is the raw materials your body needs to make cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, all these connective tissue substances. And, of course, most people don't realize, including doctors, one of the biggest things that happens with your skull is you get osteoporosis of the skull. There's 12 pairs of cranial nerves, and the spinal cord all come through holes from the brain to get out from the skull, inside of the skull and get out.
That contributes to tinnitus, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's cranial nerve number 7 and 8.
Doc, okay. We're going to take a break here. We're at the top of the hour already. Doc Wallach's with us from criticalhealthnews.com. He'll be back in just a moment for an hour of your phone calls. Those of you on hold, just hang right where you are.